And now this is a dictation for William Church, C-H-U-R-C-H, January 9, 1944, addressed as a letter to Dr. Trambley, T as in today, R-O-M-B-L-E-Y, 2466495. Dear Dr. Trambley, a follow-up for Mr. Church, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, CHF. Last visit December, comes accompanied with daughter. Paying attention to his diet, eating more healthy, at least 2 meals a day, way down from 242 to 236. Some of this is also fluid overload that has resolved. Diabetes improved with an A1C of 6. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, there is constipation without bleeding, isolated milk of magnesium, should not be used, high risk of toxicity, renal failure, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, no incontinence, no gross edema, uses CPAP machine at night, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, no increase of dyspnea, severe osteoarthritis, distal phalangeals. They do not look to me as gout. Or TOPHI, T-O-P-H-I, review system done, otherwise being negative. Medication list review. On insulin, Coumadin, I will highlight metoprolol, torsemide. Present blood pressure 118/66 by nurse. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, minimal edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry in July, anemia around 12. At baseline, creatinine 1.6, representing a GFR 43, stage 3B. Normal electrolyte, acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no indication for dialysis, underlying diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, diabetes well controlled, presently no volume overload or minimal, blood pressure also well controlled, no need for EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, no need for bicarbonate replacement, present normal nutrition and potassium, continue present regimen, monitor over time, come back in 6 months.